Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. Some rainy weather earlier today forced the Eagles inside in the bubble right behind me for their final training session of 2016 OTAs. And before practice began, we heard from head coach Doug Peterson, and one of the first questions that he was asked was in regards to defensive lineman Fletcher Cox and running back Darren Sproles and whether or not he expects them to be here next week for mandatory camp.
With Darren, Deuce has a great relationship with him, and they've stayed in touch pretty much the entire offseason. And, you know, just kind of keeping Darren in the loop is what we're doing offensively and on special teams. But, again, you know, we expect him to be here. And then on Fletcher's side, I know Howie's been in touch with his agent, you know, just throughout the whole process. And, again, he's another one that that I expect to be in town on Monday.
Coach Peterson was also asked about the Eagles' quarterback position yet again, and though he has given the order that Sam Bradford is number one, followed by Chase Daniel and Carson Wentz, he did say that Bradford is in fact separating himself from the rest of the group.
Seen a lot. I feel like Sam is doing exactly what I've expected him and what he's expected to do. He's having an outstanding offseason right now. These OTAs have been great for him. I think Chase is right there, you know, as the backup right now, and he's pushing and challenging Sam from the aspect of not only on the field stuff, but in the classroom as well, you know, and Carson's learning. Carson's been doing very well. Each day he's taking a step in the right direction, and you know, it's a great room. The room is a lot of great conversation, a lot of great dialogue, bouncing ideas, you know, coming with me or coming to me with ideas about plays and situations. And, you know, it's been everything I've expected.
And speaking of Sam Bradford, we caught up with offensive lineman Brandon Brooks inside the Eagles locker room. And he was asked what Bradford's like inside the huddle. And he gave the starting quarterback a rave review.
The leader, first and foremost, knows what he's doing, extremely knowledgeable about the game, can whip the ball around, obviously. So, I mean, he's done a lot of good things.
So that will just about wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex for our complete Eagles OTA coverage and everything else Eagles that you need to know. Be sure to stay right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And with your 360 update, I'm Alex Smith.